The best thing about this is that now I can see that Surratt looks like he's at gunpoint when we do that.
Yeah, Surratt, what's it like to live in real time?
This is amazing.
I feel like I have like the speed of light, like just gripped so hard, like
between your thighs,
right where I need it. Yeah.
Yeah, did you just grab your junk when you just said that?
Just right into the back of my computer. I feel like there's three telephone lines out there with workers standing on them ready to necessitate my internet needs. It's never happened to me before in the like past 15 years of living in the woods. The internet is a cool thing.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, there. Oh my God. That's probably the most blonde moment I've had in years. I was like, why am I not getting a picture? Why? And I had a little black thing over my webcam, you know, the little thing that flips down. I kept testing my video and I was like, why is it black? And I couldn't get it.
Because you're trying to hide from the government.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That little flipper right there.
Oh, I don't have one of those. I mean, my camera hasn't even been working.
Oh, I muted all your guys' cameras because when you were using them, it was slowing down my bandwidth. Now I can unmute you.
You muted the cameras?
Yeah, I disabled all the video from you guys because you guys were fucking slowing my shit down. You guys were like, oh, it's so great, Surratt, turned your camera on. Oh, it's fucking awesome. And then I was like, fuck you guys, I can't see or hear anything.
What would you call it to mute video?
It's called disabled.
For that.
Blind.
Block. Blind.
Shroud.
I like shroud.
I shrouded all your video because I'm a ninja.
Shrouded brow.
Well, it's good to see Surratt and Meg and Meg's cat Bucky.
Bucky.
I have to kick all my cats out because they would be in front of me and making a lot of noise and fucking with everything.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm probably going to turn this off soon because I think when Sky comes down, he doesn't like forgetting he's on camera.
Wearing pants.
And like, yeah.
Is that how close you guys sit? Is that his chair?
Yeah. His computer's right there.
Oh
yeah.
My God, it's so fucking adorable. Such like a captain co-pilot situation.
Yeah.
You know, you're obviously the captain.
Obviously. I'm better at video games than he is.
Whoa. Let's not. I'm going to have to edit that out.
Yeah. He doesn't listen to this.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't listen to this.
So right, when you're the GM, sorry, Meg, and when you're the GM and Sky's playing, do you guys look at your screens or do you turn and look at each other?
I have two monitors here. So
you're definitely the captain.
I turn the one that's closest to his shit like this so he can't see.
It's got like fucking 25 monitors.
Oh, you make a GM screen for yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. And then his computer's over there. He's got two monitors, too.
That's cool as shit.
It looks like the fucking movie Hackers in there. What the fuck are you guys doing? We're gonna be doing some cool shit in there.
We are using two monitors.
That's cool, but that doesn't answer my question. That doesn't answer my question. When you're sitting next to someone who you're playing with online, do you look at the person in real life? That's the question.
Sometimes, on his turn, I'll and talk to him.
That's what I expected, but...
But a lot of the time, we have all of our other friends on the thing, so I'm looking at everybody.
Yeah.
Screen watching is a big no-no, Meg, and I would hope that you would understand that.
Oh, no, it is a no-no when I'm DM. He's not allowed to look at my screen at all. But
oh, I'm not talking about... I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, what do you guys... You guys play Overwatch? Okay, we're getting out in the weeds.
We used to play Overwatch before it
became
away. Bullshit.
Well, there goes our Blizzard sponsorship.
Well.
Thanks a lot, Meg.
They can suck it, because they're a whole bunch of assholes.
That close.
You guys remember when this used to be a Pathfinder podcast?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was your internet for a second, and then because you were, yeah, you were talking, and then
you might try killing your video. It looks super delayed in the video. So I don't know if you have like a latency issue or something.
You must live in the woods. It's probably my internet is so strong that it's taking out his internet because I'm so cool.
You're using all the internet in California?
Gotcha.
Sapping the life.
Yeah, exactly. It's really rubbing it down. Gripping it up.
I love how the internet is described as such a sexual thing for Surratt. It's like every time he's described it,
it just grabs you by the...
Look, when he sees a series of tubes, he knows what to do.
Whoa. Hang on here a second. I never said anything sexual. You guys applied sexuality to the things I was saying and the tone that I was taking. Allah. I never said anything of the sort.
Nope.
Just want that to be abundantly clear.
Is applied sexuality something you could major in?
Yeah.
Probably.
In California.
I feel like that's absolutely a course at Greendale.
Yeah.
I was just recalling Surratt imagining the power of his internet was like three men standing at attention waiting to obey his commands.
They were at the top of a pole.
Nothing sexual about that.
No. They were at the top of the pole
at the top
awaiting
of
my
pole,
commands.
Awaiting his command. Nothing sexual about that.
Get your mind out of the gutter, dude. Not my problem.
We love you, Surratt.
What? I'm not trying.
Wait till he tries.
Okay, guys, it's been 30 minutes.
I know, John. All right. John's burning time.
All right. Here we are again. The Wake of Whispers. This is episode 48 or 49?
48.
I think when we last left off, you had just defeated the encroaching boule that had been stalking Stormak.
Yeah.
Is that the end of the curse? Who's to say?
Well, John, you would be to say. What do you think about me spending a hero card to petition you to say?
Look at that. You found a use.
I mean...
Do it.
I don't know if that's really a hint. Understand?
How not?
Well, we need to know if need to be worried about it. Like, we just need to know that.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't know that you said that there was a hand limit, and it's got to be fair, right? At least it's a little bit.
I think that works.
Yeah, last session, John declared a new aspect to the rule system, limiting hero cards at 7.
Just
because
I've reached
7.
No, he doesn't want you to have the whole deck.
Well, it motivate you to use them.
Okay. Yeah, you need to use them.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
All right, John, to make it more of a hint, on a scale of 1 to 4, how many knights should we expect to be attacked by a boule in the next 4 nights?
Yeah, I'll give you that if you want to spend a hero card to
know. Let's go 0 to 4, sorry.
Or, like, you know, just, is it coming back?
Let's go 0 on a d4. Is it coming back? Come on.
Wait, hold on. I'm not sure. Yeah, I didn't apply all these parameters. John... What is it that you're willing to tell me before I agree to spend this? We've got had some wonderful suggestions there, but I'm just like wondering what it is you're telling me I'm buying.
If you have to worry about the belayer.
Yeah.
Or not.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, I'll spend it.
And, yeah, I will tell you that you do not have to worry about the belayer anymore.
Nice.
Oh, good.
Woot.
Why don't we pick back up at the campsite just after this battle? What's going on with everybody?
We just killed a boule and then ate parts of its flesh, I believe, was what we did. And then, getting ready to go to bed.
All those things are true. However, we're pretty hurt. And Stormak is the new owner of a wand of cure light wounds. He's gonna try it out.
It's on your spell list?
It is.
Oh, shit!
Run around poking people for a minute?
Whoa.
Well, Zeke, I wouldn't mind you showing me how this works. I think I have a pretty good understanding from listening to you and Sidriel talk, but you look like you could use some healing as well, right?
Of course. Abule was serious damage. We pretty convinced that that thing will never come back. I mean, I've never seen that thing. Never seen anything like it. They're not from around here.
What do we know about them? Do we know where they're from or limited to? I think they're pretty wide-ranging, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're mostly, like, deep underground, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they generally live in
the Darklands.
Darklands, that's the one.
Well, I was talking with Father Bolin, and he was quite knowledgeable and confident that this statuette was connected to a single Bule, this particular one. So I believe that we're safe from this monster.
That's a relief.
That's incredible.
Stormak looks over his shoulder at the camera and shrugs.
I don't have my delay anymore, so I can't take drinks out of the can while I think of something to say. Used to be a pretty nice way to get away with things like that, but I appreciate that, Stormak. Yes, I am fairly hurt, and I'm glad that we had taken care of this conundrum before this had become a problem, and definitely outside of town. Much as I have my regrets for that town, saving those people will always be something that I have to do.
Stormak nods his head. He says,
"Yes, yes, we've already confirmed that you're actually a good man." We were questionable.
He smiles, but nods his head. He says, "But now it's clear. Yes."
I appreciate that. It's pretty good. I wonder if we could farm these things. That'd be a new source of, we could set up a barbecue shack. Now that I'm not a cop, not exactly sure what I'm going to do.
It is a fair question. I'm curious if there's a market for exotic meats in Leopardstad. Josh, this might make like an appraise check on? Like, can we haul this thing back and sell it to a butcher for exotic meat markups?
I'd say maybe a mix of appraise and knowledge disc. Local.
Floating disc, that's true. Is it
okay,
good? Do we have to roll on that?
Profession cook?
Well, that's a nat 20 on the appraise for a 29.
Oh my god.
Nice.
Now you feel like if there is a market for it, you could probably get a pretty penny for it. I mean, like, as far as exotic meats go.
Well, we tested it out ourselves.
Yeah. It was pretty tasty.
It's like bacon and lizard. Like a bacony lizard, like a lizard bossa. Like a kielbasa sausage made out of lizard.
Have you ever found like a dead lizard that's been dead like somewhere dry for a very long time? It's like mummified.
Have yeah.
I call them crispy friends.
No, you don't.
I used to have some on my windowsill. Like several. I was like 12. I had like some crispy friends on my windowsill that I found.
Just stop right now. You did not.
They're preserved.
Disgusting.
I'm not lying.
I bet Sky would know.
Right, new idea for derailing the campaign. We take this whole boule back with us. We chop the head off, sell the meat, hang the head, buy ourselves an inn, hang the head outside, and open up a tavern called the Barbecue Boule.
Yeah, fuck yeah, we do. A little truck. A little cart. Food cart. Barbecue Boule, we quit adventuring.
It would take years for us to get through the boule, definitely.
Exactly. Salted boule for days.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. And we might as well. Since we all live here now.
So it just pops in. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and hit the hay early while you guys figure this out, and I'll take the morning watch.
Oh, watch. I
That's so cute. I'd forgotten about that.
Wait, we're staying here? Why don't we just walk home? We're like, aren't we not far outside the walls?
It's like midnight. Well, you guys went and found somewhere far enough away to not put anyone in danger.
Yeah, I'd rather not stay up all night walking out around in the woods.
Okay.
We got a nice little campsite. We got dinner. Yeah, our bellies are full.
Totally. Yeah, it's like a little camp out with your friends.
So, yeah, it's no big deal. Stormax just casting a spell for the first time. That's fine. Just walk away. Go to bed.
Hey, you cast a spell last
night. You're not even casting a spell. You're using a wand. This is baby's first spell.
You cast a spell on me. Remember, you healed me.
You cast Cure Light Wounds with your hand last time. It was more impressive than
this. Oh, yeah. I already seen that.
All right, yes.
Sigil is unimpressed.
He's using a wand for the first time.
All right, all right.
Good job, Stormac.
Thanks.
Been there, done that.
Zeke's very
watching you closely. She's like, wow, you just learned that? You just grabbed that thing and now you can do that? How did you do that?
Lots of studying with Sidriel.
She comes over and grabs your wrist and is like looking at it.
I thought both those fists fell off last time you were in a fight, so I'm pretty surprised that you can do anything with those things. I'm very impressed. So, Mac, I really am.
You guys camp out, take your watches. The night goes by uneventful. And Sidriel is up on the last shift with the sunrise. You guys wake up in the morning and head back to Lepidstadt, I presume?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll try to load. I'll cast Floating Disc. We'll try to load the boulet up on it.
Right on. Yeah, see, if the curse had more boulets coming your way, it would have been much better business proposition.
We just have Stormax stand in a big field behind the thing, and it's like half gladiatory thing / half barbecue joint.
Plus training ground, because I'm sure we get EXP.
Exactly. You're just grinding.
Play another hero card, I'll take it back, and I'll add more boulets.
No, thank you.
Well, I mean, he's got to do it sometime. He hasn't reached his... he's one down off his hand limit. All right, let's go.
What do you do when you get back to town?
I think first Stormac might want to parade the boule head by the Temple of Torek.
Right on. Show off a little bit.
Yeah.
They'll probably have some cheers there and be stoked to see that you avenged the death of their fallen brothers.
Oh, yeah. So we go and parade, yeah. Of course, yes. We went out the north, right?
Yeah, I think so. Through the Rainbow Dick.
That's the name of the north gate.
Yeah, I said somewhere near the tip.
Yeah.
The Rainbow Dick Gate.
Sounds legit.
Anything else? Where are you headed?
A meat market to sell this stuff.
Okay.
I think Zeke might break off at a certain point and head back towards Oslin's or Flora's or... home.
Okay.
Home.
While they're having a meat adventure, you head back to Oslin's.
Or do we take this back to his house? I don't know. Whatever.
We're going to introduce ourselves to butchers. It's obviously a meet and greet.
Nice. That's pretty funny.
That's a good one.
I would be there for the Temple of Torek because I did hear about the first emergence of the boule and the death of several monks or what would you call them? Parishioners?
Dwarfs.
Maybe not parishioners.
People.
People. Disciples?
Acolytes?
They were dwarves. It's proper to call them dwarves. That's fine.
Yeah.
But they lived at the temple. So, like, yeah. Do they have a title? This is unimportant. I'm sorry.
Acolytes? Adepts?
Yeah, I don't know that they lived there or not.
But you were there. You were there for the parade.
I was there for the parade.
There you go.
Throw an impromptu parade.
You split off from the group while they're having their meet and greets and go back to Oslin's. Oslin's there. He's kind of like cleaning up and feeding puppies. Like, oh! Hello, Zeke.
Oh, hello.
How's your day?
Oh, man. Day was pretty good. Ran into a lot of exotic meats that I've never smoked in my life and, you know, I have a more appreciation for acquired tastes, if you will.
Oh, it's not much finer than a fine meat, if you ask me.
I know. Everyone else is out there parading our kill. You mind if I come in and sit down again?
Oh, of course, of course.
Sorry to invade your space for the past couple days, and I really appreciate your hospitality, if I haven't said that before.
Oh, it's not a problem at all. Friend of Flora's is a friend of mine. Can you believe she met her long-lost brother?
You know, I can. No goody for a long time. He's a good man. I would have never put that together. It's wild. I mean, this is a pretty large town, but it's wild they've been so close and no contact. You know, lots of people in this world.
Aye, hard to believe.
Hey, Oslin, I couldn't ask you a question. Do you know who dropped off this letter? He gestures to the letter on the table.
No, I can't say that I do.
I assumed it was the city guard asking for my resignation after my certain proclivities that got me fired. But I don't know.
Have you tried opening it and reading it?
Ah.
That's how I usually like to find out who writes the letters.
Thank you. You know, I haven't, and I appreciate that. I've been in downstate. He pops out a butter knife or something. I'm sure there's something around that he can open a
butter
envelope
knife.
With.
Plus one rapier.
An otter knife. There's an otter knife laying around, and he opens it up with that.
All right. Little Falca blade. And you open it up. It has Ezekiel Cain and fine writing on the front.
How is it sealed? Is it sealed with wax? Is it sealed with, like...
There is a wax seal.
What is a seal?
It's just a... There's no symbol in it. It's just like a circle pressed down.
Yeah, okay. Great. Pops it open.
It says, Mr. Cain, please meet me at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning at the place we have met recently. I have a task and a proposition for you. Sincerely, Dermid.
This lady and her propositions.
And you look... Maybe you put your fingers up to the window to see, check the time.
Yes, he busts out his sundial.
That was like an hour ago.
Shit. Oslin, can you let the others know that I went back to the screeching whale? What did we call it? God,
the busty walrus.
The busty walrus. Oslin, if the others come back, please let them know that I went out to the busty walrus. I gotta go now. Sorry.
Oh, yep, no problem. I'll just be here.
And he leaves. Is there a route that he can kind of follow that maybe he'll run into them while also being efficient? Percentile dice?
Sure. You want to run into the party?
Yeah, maybe. Give me a percentage.
All right. You have a 50-50.
Okay. It's an 89.
You're good. So yeah, you run into the city on your way to the walrus, and you see party members arguing with a meat merchant.
This is freshly killed boulet meat. It's very hard to find. It's very rare, and it's very delicious. Let me tell you, I have a belly full myself.
Oh, it smells like my grandmother's knickers. Get it out of here.
Hey, Stormac. Sigil.
Hold on, sir.
How do you know what your grandmother's knickers smell like? Sorry, what?
There's a lot more questions that need to be answered here.
Oh, look at that. My shop's about to close. I gotta go.
Zeke, tell this man how delicious boulet meat is.
Sir, Simon, I know you're gonna want to buy this meat. Stop closing up your shop, Simon. It's fucking good meat, and you know it. Stop buying rats down from the South End. And I know you're doing it and selling it as ribeyes. Stop doing that shit. Hey, everyone, we gotta go. I believe that our friend wants to meet us back at the Busty Walrus.
All right, well, Simon, you take this meat on consignment. I promise you it's good. And he just, like, puts down the cart. I'll be back for the head. That's mine.
All right. That's... I'll allow. We're moving on.
Yes. I didn't have to say it. Now it's a thing.
So we follow you to the Busty Walrus.
You go to the Busty Walrus. I'll say, you get there, and she's probably, like, just walking out of the Blessy Walrus, like, looking frustrated, and is relieved to see you. Like, ah, I didn't think you were going to show.
Zeke looks around. He's like, Judge, I'm sorry I'm late. We had to deal with an exotic meat situation, and I think we did pretty well, to be completely honest. I'm over 35, and it's either I choose going deep into old wars that we haven't done, or learning how to smoke meats, and I think I chose the latter.
Wise choice.
It's kind of what you do when you're... Never mind, let's go inside.
Come. I see you have brought your friends with you. That's okay. Please, come inside.
That's okay. We weren't invited to this, Zeke?
The original note said, come alone, but I brought my friends anyway, and, I realized that was a problem, but, here we are. Let's go.
Can I trust that meat merchant?
Probably not.
Okay, we're gonna go shake him down. You have your meeting. We're not wanted here.
Yeah, we're not even supposed to be here.
But we're already here.
Stomach, you were here the first time. She might have information about Tim.
Are you going in, or...?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, we can't really take back that we all showed up, but we could probably make less of a scene about it.
As is a big floating disc full of, like, giant meat.
Let's talk about making a scene.
you come into the Busty Walrus.
Did you make a scene if there's no witnesses?
Well, a couple of fireballs.
That's Sidriel's thing.
Oh my god, poor John is trying so hard.
You come into the Busty Walrus. There's like two guys fighting over the bar for a second. A bouncer like kicks them out. It's a little rowdy and crowded in here. But Dermid goes towards the back of the tavern, and there's a table in the corner that's kind of away from people. And you sit down. So I suppose it's all right that your friends are here for this. You would probably want to enlist their help anyways. Our
earmuffs.
Let's just say mutual friends and I have come about a sort of concern, considering the Whispering Way. As we had briefly talked about before, we suspect that they were involved in some way with Tim's crimes, at least the one at the university. We believe they had used Tim somehow to steal some sort of artifact from the university, and we're not sure why exactly that is, or what use they have for it, but we are sure that it is not good. After their involvement in Ravengrow, and our dear departed Petrus, and then this, we believe that they're making moves to accomplish some terrible goal. And well, if they were involved with Tim, then the only lead we have is Tim's creator. Perhaps they had some involvement with him as well. And well, our mutual friends, he looks at Zeke, I've presented a task for you and your friends to seek out
new life and new civilizations.
Tim's creator, boldly go where thousands of other players have gone before.
Hey.
Seek out one Alpon Karamark, the former ruler of these lands. Now, he excludes himself in his manse north of Leopardstad in the Dippelmere Swamp. We believe he may have been in contact with the Whispering Way in some capacity for them to be able to find and exploit Tim in this way. We want you to go and find out what contact, if any, that may be, and perhaps try and find some clue to what the Way is up to and where they are headed. What say you?
Well, of course, Judge. Of course I would go out there. Is that where you believe Tim may have gone? When he left us, he left a pretty cryptic message that he was going to go see his dad. I guess that makes sense now.
Well, I don't think a creature like him is exactly born.
Neither do I mean...
So his creator would probably be what he's talking about.
Looks over at the party and... How bad is this whispering way? Ezekiel Cain doesn't have much personal influence from the whispering way. The rest of you do.
They're horrible. Murderers.
I have a penchant for raising the dead, wreaking general havoc.
Killing good men.
For those of us, those characters that are a bit more well-read, so like Cid and Stormak, do they know, like, just kind of like the general notes about the history, like the Whispering Right Way, like, was a major event in the past? I'm pretty sure in-universe, there were, like, way back when... Like that's one of the, I think one of the reasons Last Wall was established was because of the last time the Whispering Way got into some shit.
Well, the Whispering Tyrant specifically.
Well, yeah.
And I think Ozil had talked to the party about it before on the way up to Lepidstad, at least.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to make sure I'm keeping my player knowledge and character knowledge separate. So yeah, they have a tendency for raising the dead. Worship some grand lich that, if I remember right, I think tried to take over the world was the final goal. That usually seems to be cult's final goals.
Or destroy it.
A little column A, a little column B. I would consider killing everyone in the world and raising them as your undead servants, destroying the world.
Suffice it to say, they are worth keeping an eye on. And potentially very dangerous for just about everyone.
Stormak leans forward. He says, "We have dealt with them before, and they are an evil to be aware of and to battle. However, I must ask, who is it that you represent? What is your side of this?" Because Stormak doesn't know who she is in league with and how she has done things for the party, for Zeke specifically as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little curious what the other side of this battle is.
Suffice it to say, I'm involved with people who are interested in preserving peace and stopping this evil cult. My benefactors prefer to remain unnamed.
Stormak, as much as I appreciate your suspicions, this lady got us out of a pretty tight jam not too long ago. And I appreciate you, Judge, for offering us this type of endeavor, but is there any type of compensation for going up there, for my companions, at least?
Yes. Yes, I believe we can work something out. You will be compensated for your task.
Well, it seems if it would do as much as itching the fleas off our coyote of speculation, I'm into it.
Yeah, let's go get these guys. They're bad guys.
I'd love to see Tim again, too. Just gotta make sure he's okay.
And the small bundle on Flora's back goes... Rawr! In agreement.
Oh my god. You gotta stop bringing that around here. People are gonna be freaked out about that shit.
I can't just leave him anywhere.
Well, I understand that, but like...
He's getting... I need to take him home. He'll shut up when I feed him.
Oh my god. Okay.
I do hope you are able to uncover something useful. Or maybe even find a way to put a stop to whatever it is they're planning. I, like some of you, were close with Petros. And if for no other reason, they deserve to be stopped for what they did to him.
Yeah.
Well, if you will excuse me.
Do you have a map? Where are we headed? You got any...
Not on me. We just ran out.
You ran out of map. Do you want to draw on mine? Would you like to show me?
She says, well, I know that the former count is known to reside in his ancestral castle 20 some odd miles north of here in the Dippelmere Swamp. The exact location, I'm not sure at this moment.
You mean that big castle that you have to take on the bend of the river to get here? Back from... God, what's that town? What's the town on the... Whatever, it's a smuggling town. They had almost a problem in.
The Jorl Outpost?
No, it's before that.
The one they wouldn't let Ozil in?
No. I asked them, in the scene that I started this character with, I asked them if they had any trouble in this one town. But there's a... Like, the river bends up, and that smuggling crew had to get past this thing.
No, that's not... I don't think it's... I showed you on the map.
Gotcha. Map is still loading. There we go.
So just the other side of this big-ass lake.
Maybe this map would be better.
Schloss Karamak.
But to make this scene sound better, there's a... On the way in from whatever. Sorry. Oh, there's a bunch of dicks all over this map. Oh, there's so many dicks.
Oh, man. One's coming on Schloss Karamark.
Whoa, there's so many dicks all over this map.
God damn it, Meg.
I believe Lebenstad is coming on the tit of Nipplemere.
Nipplemere Swamp. Yep. Very funny, guys. Real mature.
Used to have a really bad problem.
We're all adults.
Well, you did that. Not me. You could have erased those at any point in time. You decided to show that back to us. That's your fault, ultimately. Look at the angle. You get the angle right, Meg.
It's a well-fortified Lepidstad. I mean, that's a pretty good firing array.
Yeah, dude, the cocks have the right angle.
Just looking for, you know, some...
Cocks, yeah.
Practice? I don't know.
They're just everywhere.
I'm still waiting for the map to load. All I see are the dicks.
Okay. You can see the dicks, but not the map. How's that?
Well, the map is there, but it's so pixelated that I can't make anything out. It's like still downloading or something. I don't know. But the dicks are crystal clear.
Meg's got some like 90s porn over there, still filtering in.
Look at all those dicks, man. The angle of the balls is incredible. How do you? So, like, when they were taking a river in that first scene, John, just to make it relevant, they had to pass some castle, right? And everybody has to pass that to come into the Lesser Moray River, right?
Okay.
Defeated, John took us back to the other map with fewer dicks.
For now.
Yes, there's lots of castles.
I'm trying to find the one that I was looking at because that had the Lesser Moray River on it. Is that the castle you're talking about? Way over there?
That's the one I think you're talking about. I don't know. But
okay,
we're moving on.
He'll look it over the judge and be like, "Is that old abandoned castle out on the?" Where the Moray River hits the Lesser Moray River at the top of the lake? One where no one ever goes?
Yes, maybe. I'm not quite sure where it is, as I said.
Shit, well, not sure we want to go there either.
I suggest you make preparations and go ready for anything. It is dangerous lands in between here and there, and... If the Whispering Way has had some involvement at that castle, it is not very unlikely that there will be danger there as well.
Fair enough, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've been waiting here for a very long time, and I'm late for another appointment.
I mean, there's plenty of places to pee, but yeah. just kidding. Go.
There's not exactly a time limit on this task, but I would say that sooner is better than later. Should everything go well, contact me when you return to the city.
Can do, ma'am.
You mentioned it's a particularly dangerous place. Any dangers of note we may want to be prepared for?
Just the dangers of the swamp.
Well, we've encountered both alligators and ghosts in the swamp, so which way do you think this one goes?
Alligator ghosts.
Definitely alligator ghosts.
Ah, shit.
Is there a clock in this room? Do we know what time it is?
Sure.
What time is it?
It's about 10:30.
All right, great.
And, she bids you adieu, get to her next appointment, and you are left with a task. Maybe you would like to prepare in some way, anyway, or you could leave right now and go. It's up to you. What would you like to do?
How are we to go there? Are we traveling on the river? Is there a road?
I mean, don't we need to know where we're going first? Did she just give us a vague direction?
It's like up the river and across the river. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You could roll knowledge local or diplomacy to gather information.
I can do both of those. What would you like?
I want what you would like, baby.
Whoa.
They're the... Ooh, that's fair. They're the same for me, so... Oral?
Do both of them. Can you do both?
Stormak's been talking to people all over town. He might know something.
What time were we supposed to meet her? And how late were we?
He said it's about 10:30 right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think maybe we leave in the morning. We prepare things and spells and stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Sit and... No? Not morning?
So, 24 knowledge local from Stormak.
That's right.
You've, become familiar with some of the history of the city, maybe just chatting to people on your jogs in the morning.
Hey, do you know about this castle? Oh, there's this giant castle out there. Oh, fantastic.
Schloss Karamark is the dwelling of Count Alpon Karamark, the former ruler of Vyland, who abdicated his position when the Palatinates threw off the heavy yoke of the aristocracy. And he retreated to his castle, essentially. He's an eccentric recluse. He's built a dwelling that both attracts and deters visitors. Known as the Hanging House, Schloss Karamark lies to the northeast of Dippelmere Swamp and is actually several buildings built into the walls of a gorge above a waterfall. Although the lower parts of the house are as luxurious as one might find in any city, the further up the gorge one goes, the more treacherous and inhospitable the buildings become. Paranoid about his experiments and discoveries being stolen, the eccentric Count Karamark has, it is rumored, trapped parts of his castle to prevent theft and constructed numerous guardian creatures to serve and protect him.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Oh, yeah, of course, traps.
Come on.
You can find out from asking around as well that it lies about 24 miles northeast of Lebedstead in a rocky gorge at the edge of the Dippelmere Swamp.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Would it be easier to reach by boat, or would it be easier to reach by walking along the ground?
There is a road that follows the western bank of the Lesser Mortrey River, leading directly there. The road is slightly longer, but several trails exist for those traveling the swamp by foot, and it would take about the same amount of time to reach, regardless which route you take.
How long is 24 miles on foot, or on horse, or on dog?
3 days. 3 or 4 days.
I think it's about a day's travel, I think.
No, it's like 8 miles a day.
I'm pretty sure you got that right, because why would the shorter way be the safer way and the longer way be the more dangerous way? Of course it would be the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can follow the road and be able to use horseback and stuff, or you could go through the swamp on foot, which would be a little more difficult and more dangerous, but it would take a shorter amount of time.
Are we in a hurry?
What if we take horses into the swamp? Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
Are we in a hurry?
I mean, she did just say that there was no particular time frame on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
But sooner was better than later.
The time frame is from you guys. You guys would probably inspire us, you know, from the Whispering Way, from everything that you've been doing, to push us to go ASAP, right? Be like, oh, the Whispering Way. Oh, they killed Lorimer. Oh, we have to go.
Yeah, we have to go get them, but we don't have to risk our lives getting there just to be slightly faster.
Right, I guess my point is like, she says there's no time frame. It could take a month. But you're like, no, we'll leave tomorrow morning, I guess is my point.
So you say it's 24 miles away if we take the road?
Yes.
Okay, so that's one day of travel. So we're talking the difference between getting there tonight or getting there tomorrow morning. I would rather get there tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
We can sleep just outside of, you know, where we're trying to get to and not walk into a cult of undead in the middle of the night in a swamp.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Sid. Yep.
Agreed.
Me too.
Unanimous.
Right on. So yeah, 24 miles is like 8 hours of walking, essentially.
Yeah, but we've been able to get horses before for this kind of thing.
We have them. And a Calistoga. Couple of Calistogas.
Well, Zeke doesn't have access to the husbandry pool anymore.
Oh, dear.
What did we do with the ones that... What did you guys do with the ones when you got here?
No, we still have Pokey and Buttercup.
Yeah.
Kendra's horses?
Were those Kendra's horses?
They were rentals.
Those were not Kendra's.
Yeah, I mean, we could just...
Yeah, they were.
They were. We could just rent some horses.
Okay.
Rent? Better pay the day-to-day insurance.
Yes. Comprehensive or just liability?
Fucking comprehensive.
Let's see, I can get 12 hours of a horse with casting mount.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So, worst case, I can get myself figured out.
Well, then that means we just need two horses.
Yeah, well, you can take the day and do some shopping or preparations or get horses.
Did she give us any money for this, or she's going to pay us after?
After.
Damn it.
She just said that you would be compensated. She didn't say how or how much.
Damn it.
Yeah, we fucked that up.
I need more money. Did the boule have anything?
Good job.
She also wouldn't say who she represented. Like, yeah, she's super shady.
I mean...
Zeke knows who she's representing, but you guys don't.
Well, as we're walking away from the busty walrus, Stormak is like, consider my coyote still with fleas, Zeke.
I don't
use
remember.
My bad metaphor. Fuck you.
My coyote has not yet been treated for fleas.
Me neither.
That's a turn of phrase waiting to happen. Well, that coyote still got fleas.
I will maintain my suspicions, yes.
I understand, Stormak. But the judges never led me astray. She got us out of some considerable trouble the other day, and I feel like this is the right path. You guys are saying we gotta go after the Whispering Way. That could be where Tim is, and, you know, I haven't felt any draw recently in the past couple days, other than hanging out with Sidril, learning a few magic spells. It seems like a good thing to get out of this town for a little while.
This does seem like the right thing to do. I just don't like being directed by an unknown force.
Well, that
person is who Lorimer sent us to bring the book to, so, I mean, that's gotta mean something.
It does.
Do we know that she got us out of jail? Or does only Zeke know that?
Stormak went and talked to her.
Oh, yeah. But she didn't... Did she give him the same implication that she gave Zeke? Like, I'm gonna get them out?
Yeah, she told Stormak that she knew some people that could help.
Oh, okay. So she got us out of jail.
Yes, and I do appreciate her for that. However, if she is part of a larger organization that she will not reveal to us, I do not like being puppeted by anyone, much less by someone behind a shroud.
I can assure you, Stormak, these people are for the light and for the good. In Pharasma's name, they will absolutely make your conscience whole.
We shall see if this coyote can be defleed.
We'll get you some drops.
It was a bad metaphor, but I was thinking on my feet.
Yeah, no, honey,
I'm looking at myself in the camera.
That's gonna be around all, like, for the rest of this campaign.
Stop.
Nope.
It's fine.
100, Sheriff.
Yep.
No. God, you would not want the camera on me when I said 100, Sheriff.
Okay. Well, no, Stormak has agreed to this. It does seem like the right thing to do. I just want to know more about her organization or whatever that is. So, yeah, let's get ready and let's go.
Are we thinking resting one night here and then heading out, or are we saying let's go now?
No, I think cracking it first thing in the morning, like first thing, because it would take a whole day of travel to get right outside that castle.
Right, and we don't want to do that overnight and be not slept.
If it's going to take about 8 hours, if we left now, we could camp outside of where we think trouble begins tonight, and then be able to, you know, go storm the castle first thing in the morning.
I mean, assuming that's the way it's going to go, but wouldn't we want to, like, pack our gear? Like, wouldn't that be realistic? I mean, if I just told you, we got to go, Sidriel, would you be like, oh, what books do I want to take? Like, there's a procedure, right?
Yeah, if it's only going to take 8 hours to get there, if we just go to bed early and leave at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, we can get there, like, 2 in the afternoon.
Right.
Huh?
Which isn't that what we would want to do?
Makes sense
to me. Like, look and, like, surveil.
Yes.
Just in case.
Yes. Let's do it.
Ugh. Oh, there it goes. Sorry, my internet went to shit there for a second. That was all just robots arguing in a pool for me. I didn't hear any of that.
It's because my internet is so gripped right now, you have no idea. So gripped, just gripped onto there.
Grip it by the husk.
It's so cool. Stealing your internet, it's not.
Yeah, you're absorbing it.
Wow.
I'm so happy.
So, any... You're going to spend the day getting ready and rest and then leave first thing in the morning?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
What kind of preparations is anyone making, if any?
Should we rent a wagon and 2 horses like we did last time?
Don't we have one? You guys have one?
That was Kendra's wagon.
All that was Kendra's. She rented it, we just drove it.
Yeah.
Didn't we have 2 wagons, though?
It was all Kendra's shit.
Okay, never mind.
So Stormak, like, elbows Sidriel. He says, what do you say we rent our own wagon?
I mean, it couldn't hurt if we need that many supplies.
Well, he pets Daisy. Well, Pet Daisy's not going to want to run 24 miles there and 24 miles back. It's too much to ask. Yeah, we make plans for that, John.
So a cart or wagon looks like 2 miles an hour, 16 miles a day.
So if we do that, what if we rent the wagon, we travel for 8 miles tonight, so we're still relatively close to Leopardstead, set up camp, and then leave first thing in the morning for that final 16 hours. That puts us
at the where we're trying to get early in the afternoon, so it still fits our time scale.
That's why we keep you around, Sidriel. Good at timetables.
All right. So you get a wagon, some horses. Anything else?
Food, water.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up some arrows. I'm also going to use, as long as nobody objects, I want to use two of the alchemical silver weapon blanches, or two of the silver weapon blanches and two of the cold iron weapon blanches to coat 20 arrows of each kind.
Do they last?
They only expire on hit, as far as I can see.
If you think that's true, then yeah, keep them on you. Then yeah, you can just draw, right?
Yeah, but I think you spend a minute to, like, kind of melt it onto the arrow, and then it hardens.
Oh, that's fucking cool. Oh, you can't apply it during combat?
I don't think so.
Unless you want to spend a fucking shit ton of time?
Yeah, when poured on a weapon and placed over a hot flame for a full round, they melt and form a temporary coating on the weapon. It says temporary, but I don't see anything that says it has a time limit. It's just once it strikes something, that coating is used up. Which is what makes it kind of suck for melee weapons, because you get one hit from it. Whereas with, it can also coat 10 pieces of ammo.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's awesome.
So I'll use one of those, if that's groovy for everybody else.
Of course.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I guess use all of them. How it evens out is, with a sword, if you miss the attack, it still stays on there, but you could potentially, if you miss with an arrow, it could potentially be broken anyways.
Yeah, but they do, like, multiple pieces of ammunition, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's like poison.
Yeah, so I'll set that up. So I'm going to use two cold iron and two silver to coat 20 arrows of each kind.
All right.
Fuck yeah. I had put my shopping list in there. I bought a wand of Cure Light earlier. And I don't think I really need anything else.
Well,
I did look through the crafting rules, and I'll say it on air that the crafting rules suck. Fuck that shit.
Oh, so like, one thing I did see that's on Archives of Nethys that's not on the SRD is you can do daily progress. You don't have to measure it in weekly progress. You just do
it's still, you have to divide your result by the amount, of days in a week and whatever. And I'm like, oh my god, it still takes fucking 2 weeks to make a Tanglefoot bag. It's wild.
Not 2 weeks.
I think when I was doing the math on it the other day, based on what you could roll, it would, if you rolled well, you could do it in like 3 or 4 days for a Tanglefoot bag. Don't you have Swift Alchemy as well, which reduces the time to create alchemical items?
No, I don't have, or do I?
Did you take an archetype?
No, it's next level.
Oh. Okay, I thought it was like level 4 for
investigators. Oh shit, you're right, I do have Swift Alchemy. Oh, I didn't even...
Which, what, reduces it by another 50%? And for things like these weapon blanches, like a silver weapon blanch only costs 5 gold, so 50 silver, you could easily surpass that with a single roll. So you could do that, and you could make a couple of those a day if you wanted to.
Right.
Only 5 gold? Wow.
For the silver ones, yeah. Cold iron's 20, adamantine's 100.
Swift alchemy doesn't... Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, okay. With astounding speed. Astounding. It takes an alchemist half the normal time to create alchemical items. You're right. Thank
you. There
you
go.
Wesley.
Yeah, so when you're calculating your day progress, divide by 3.5 instead of by 7, and that'll give you your Swift Alchemy target.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Wesley. I knew that there had to be something that I was missing.
Something to make it worth being an alchemist.
Right, I mean, how are you gonna... I was like, a Tanglefoot bag? That's like a... It's like a ball of cloth with a bunch of super glue in it. Like, it can't be that fucking crazy. Takes 2 weeks to create one? Like, I'm like, what, you gotta boil the glue down at a feet? Like, what is going on here?
I'm sure it's a little more complicated than super glue, but...
right. Exactly. Magical glue. Whatever. Alright, let's go. Get out of here. Go.
Everybody got everything they need?
I just need to pack enough exotic meats for my baby, and then we can hit the road.
Are you bringing Manny with us?
I don't know who that is, but I am bringing the Manticore.
I don't know who that is, that being you just spoke of.
Yeah, I thought we agreed his name was Manticarl.
Oh, right. Manticoral.
I prefer Mantajoral.
Oh.
Mantajoral.
Maybe I'll just name it Joral. Yeah, no, I mean,
Joral
was
there when you got it.
I've been having a very hard time coming up with a name for this animal, so...
Why did you bring Joral back into the situation? You know, I mean...
Who else would she go to paddle a canoe out into the swamp? She's not going to do that by herself. She's going to get someone to do it for her.
A bear, maybe? I don't know.
Jorals have a monopoly on swamp boats, so...
Yeah, you got to go through the Jorals.
When you're out in the Dippelmere Swamp, would you rather run into a man or a bear?
A Joral.
I would rather run into a Joral. Third option.
For real, though, like, for real. Definitely bear. We've already had this discussion. 100% bear.
Let's not bring politics into it.
Surratt's got his finger on the pulse of what's hot on the internet right now.
No, I just look at it every once in a while, and I realize that the internet should be destroyed except for podcasting, looking up what's on my genitals, and how to cook a meal.
And looking up other people's genitals.
And cat pictures.
No, I would get rid of that. Cat pictures I would allow. I'm not the arbiter, though. Definitely
the internet,
don't make me.
The internet is for porn. Everybody knows that.
Everybody,
isn't there a song about that?
Don't make Surratt the arbiter of what's going on the internet, okay? Just don't do that.
Please don't. No.
So you guys head out tonight and camp about 8 miles out of Lepidstad, right?
That's right.
And it is a cool, clear night. You see people on the road here and there, friendly enough, wave as they pass, find a nice place to camp off the side of the road, perhaps. And,
Avenue Q. I knew it was a song.
Internet is for porn.
That's right.
So grab your dick and double click.
I had to look it up.
Is that the campfire dialogue?
Yes.
We just watched an episode of Avenue Q.
Yeah.
God, I wish we had a bar. Anybody got a jute laying around? What do they call it? A loot? Anyone got a loot laying around?
Jute?
That's a little tap of rope.
Jute's a plant, yeah. We got a loot.
I got a fist whistle.
Ooh, break it out.
Play us a tune, Flora.
Oh, she's been practicing, but she's not there yet. It's still not great. She does not have points in perform.
Oh, is she shy?
Oh, she can give it a shot, but it's gonna suck.
Roll it up.
Roll it up and then perform it.
Yeah, can I without points in it?
Yeah.
Just do like a charisma check.
It would be perform like wind instrument, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Hey, I don't have any ranks. I don't have any ranks, but there's a +1 on there for some reason. It must be charisma.
Because you're right.
It'd be charisma.
It does not require training, so go for it.
There we go. 16.
Oh, it's not bad.
I feel like that's respectable.
Yeah. Probably better than I could do.
She's been trying. She's been practicing.
All right, now show us what it sounds like.
I don't know. I don't have a harmonica. You do. You're the one with the harmonica.
It's not a harmonica. It's a fist whistle.
I threw it away because you guys yelled at me.
Penny whistle or something.
Well, fist whistle is a harmonica.
We'll come back to that.
Mouth burgers, what do they call it?
Mouth burger?
Oh, yeah.
Where you put my burgers?
There's some kind of burger name for
it. It was like fist burger or something like that. God damn it, we looked it up.
What is it? It's a... something.
I've never heard such words in my mouth.
Yes, you did. We looked this up before. A tin sandwich?
Tin sandwich? I like that one. Anyways, we've gone through this before.
Maltharion. Yeah. Sorry.
Is Maltharp a different thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
It is.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah, it is.
The harmonica is called many different names, such as mouth organ, mouth harp, hobo harp, French harp, reckless tram, harpoon, tin sandwich, blues harp, Mississippi saxophone, or simply harp.
No fist whistle, though.
No.
On this, I just found another list, and fist whistle is on there, as well as starvation stick.
Oh, dear.
Blues burger.
Blues burger! I knew there's a burger in there somewhere.
I just found that same list. The old In-N-Out box.
The Mississippi spit wagon.
Ew.
That's what they call me in prison.
Oh, the bitch whistle.
John, I was there.
There it is.
Yeah, bitch whistle. The toot sweet.
A soul biscuit.
They called you bitch whistle, ooh, John.
The lady shaver.
That's also what they called you.
No, they call me
the old
in and out box for sure. derail. Okay.
It's getting late.
Yeah, you guys should go to bed.
I've been on the road all day, so I've been cooped up with Jen, too, so we've been saying all sorts of fucked up shit. I can't tell you what's real or not.
A moothy. Tone bone. Okay. you guys, wake up. The camp, bright and early. Pack up camp, maybe eat some breakfast. Knock off some rations, or... maybe cook some boulet steaks and eggs, what have you.
Can I describe a scroll while we were riding around in that wagon?
Nope. Yes.
Rude.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to throw out a scroll, like detect secret doors.
I feel like it would be hard to scribe in a bumpy wagon on a dirt road. But
that's why it takes 8 hours.
Not hard enough to stop you from doing it. Just hard enough to mention. Because it's funny.
Fair enough.
Like, you go to read that scroll later, and you're like, what the hell did I write?
What the fuck is that? Is that an S?
Now, you travel for another about 8 hours. The road starts going from grasslands to a more wooded surroundings, and... eventually starts getting swampier and swampier as the road goes through a pretty thick area of the Dipplemere Swamp. It is dark and gloomy, and as you come into the thicker portions of the Dipplemere Swamp, the sun is more shrouded by the growing trees, and the area gets a little bit gloomy. As you're approaching the mid-afternoon and the end of your travels, the Dipplemere Fens give way to a deep, rocky gorge at the northern edge of the swamp, where up ahead you can see a peculiar building. Or rather, a group of buildings clinging to steep cliff edges above half a dozen plummeting waterfalls.
Oh.
You see on the edge of the cliff a fortified gatehouse, and behind that, stone bridge arching gracefully over the raging torrents below. Perched precariously beyond this, the fine, fortified manse.
Fortified. It's really embarrassing.
And a ruined building that appears to have partially collapsed into the river below. A slender rope bridge replacing the fallen remnants of a stone bridge links to a strange tower beyond that, pierced with beautiful stained glass windows depicting bizarre beasts. I mean, maybe you don't see that detail from this far away just yet, but...
I see it.
Yeah. A further building teeters to the north of this. But how that building is reached is impossible to see from here. But far above, a great tower rises from an island of stone straight up into the sky, ending in a great steeple topped with what looks like a massive steel spike.
I'm simultaneously attracted to this and repulsed by it.
Repelled.
The phallic
repelled
symbol.
Sorry.
Attracted and repelled.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I got you. That's how it was built for that.
Yeah,
that's how they built it.
I feel like Ezekiel Kane is full grip. he's ready to go.
You're all gripped tonight.
I'm super gripped. It's the internet, I'm pretty sure. This must be the place. Could not be.
This is it.
Are we supposed to go across that bridge?
I mean, did Tim make it across that bridge? If he could make it, I'm sure any of us could.
Let's tie the horses up here.
Yeah, let's keep the fires low and let's find out in the morning.
Oh, well, at this point, it's 2 in the afternoon when you get here.
Just like we planned. All right, so
we
tie up the horses and we head across that bridge.
Well, as you tie up the horses a little bit away from the gatehouse and bridge, I think that is where we're going to end it for tonight.
I sure hope the DM cuts out where I said it was going to be late that night.
Yeah.
It's like the middle of the afternoon.
Now I have to keep it.
Those are the rules.
Let's take it again.
Yeah, somebody get that grip and control.
Yeah!
Grip's in full control.
Because of the microphone?
Right, full control of this grip? You have no idea.
Yeah. Grab that. You could grip it by the husk.
Okay. As long as I don't walk into those two fuckers, I'll be fine. Because I will murder both of them.
Who? What?
The bird and the coconut?
The two people at the top of the castle.
Oh, yeah, the French people.
Oh.
Oh, did they grip it by the husk? What if two swallows put it together and they...
Ooh, the lashed movie between two of them.
Two coconuts.
Is it an African or a European swallow?
God damn it, I'm coming up there.
I told him we already got one.
You look just like him. You gotta pat your head when you do it. Yeah. Just like that.
Are you?
I mean, are you really playing D&D if you're not going Monty Python?
No.
Exactly.
Requirement. Well.